Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Assistant City Administrator Corey Goodenough joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting.
Well, Corey, at this week's Pella City Council meeting, really setting the stage for what is going to be a very busy construction season in our community, setting up financing for several key infrastructure projects. This was already done once before earlier this spring to really set up contracts and financing to allow a lot of projects to proceed. Let our listeners know some of the projects that did get their financing and what it means to continue moving forward into what, again, will be a very busy construction season.
Yeah, Andrew, that's right. Council last night approved a couple of loan agreements for some pretty major capital projects that are expected to take place, over the course of the summer. The one that we've discussed quite a few times, I think, is the Lely capital improvements or infrastructure improvements that will support the campus of the Lely North American headquarters. And last night, the City Council approved loan agreements for just over $2 million to support Water Street and sewer improvements. Those improvements will be paid for by TIF dollars or tax increment financing, which is the incremental valuation created by the Lely project. I think one of the most important aspects of the financing at this point is probably the interest rate. And the city has received some really great rates over the last couple years, and last night was no exception. The true interest cost of the bonds that were issued for the Lely project were just over 1.65% for roughly 20 years. So that's a really great tool for the city to undertake capital projects like that, and certainly lowers the total cost of the project over the life of the infrastructure. So I think the City Council is really happy about that, and certainly the staff were thrilled with those rates, and hopefully that will continue as we kind of undertake some of these larger projects.
And then a couple other projects over on the west side of town that also had their financing set up.
The city has been working on a couple projects already. One of those is already complete. So the wildlife fence at the Pella Municipal Airport was completed last year and a bit of this spring. And so that project, as well as the improvements to 218th Avenue, which is the drive from Neal Drive to the Shady Brook subdivision, were also included in a different issuance for bonds. The city issued just under $1.9 million for those two projects, and those projects are expected to, at least the 218th and Neal Drive project, are expected to take place here very soon. Similar to the previous projects that we mentioned, we had great rates on that. We had a true interest cost for those two projects of just under 1.64% for 20 years again. So I think we're really thrilled about the possibility of undertaking some large projects and really lowering the overall project cost for us when we undertake these types of financing.
Well, and obviously zoning is always a big key and a big topic. And as we go forward, I know last week we talked about Pella Market, so we'll bring that back up after the third reading. But some development that's happening over again on that west side of town, over by the other side of 218th Avenue, and that'll deal with Eagle Electric, and it looks like a potential expansion of that business.
Yeah, it's that time of year again where we're seeing a lot of construction activity and people starting to prepare for construction over the course of the summer. Last night, the City Council undertook the first reading of an ordinance for the Skibout property, which is just north of Central Tire and Auto. It's a 9.6-acre parcel. The council reconsidered a zoning from A1 and CC is agricultural and commercial, to a light industrial. And really the purpose of that rezoning is to allow for the construction of a office and trade services center eventually. So the first phase, which will be constructed over the course of the next year, is a office to support a trade services business. And then following that, the conditional rezoning required buildings 2 and 3, so a second and third building would be constructed within 5 years after a certificate of occupancy is received for building 1. And so really what that does is provides an opportunity for a kind of a phased development approach for a trade services building. There is obviously industrial uses in the area, and certainly the City Council considered compatibility with the surrounding properties and found that it was in conformance with the city's comprehensive plan. So I think that's an exciting development. Of course, we're always excited when we see new valuation and construction taking place, and certainly this is no exception.
Well, and last but certainly not least, I last week had an opportunity to talk with Kita about Pella Fiber and where it stands. Over 3,100 customers now that are pre-registered for internet service, but another key component of that is television and having cable services provided as part of that. And the city is setting up right now, it sounds like, a contract with a nearby utility to share some resources to make sure that we can have cable TV services provided here locally.
Yeah, where possible, the city has been partnering with other municipalities who operate telecommunications utility, and particularly Cedar Falls and Indianola are two of our primary partners. And so what the council approved last night was what's called the local channel head-end agreement. And what that does is it allows the city to buy into the local television programming. So your channel 5, 8, 13, 11, 17 channels, which Indianola currently had an antenna on top of one of their towers, and the cost of constructing an antenna of that size is just over $75,000. And so we're really fortunate to be in a group of municipalities that are willing to share costs. And so the city agreed to buy into that current antenna, which would send the signal back to Cedar Falls Utility and distribute them to future Pella TV customers. So the city's original buy-in fee is $30,000 of the $75,000, and then I just have a little bit of operational maintenance annually of $23,000, which of course is about $6,000 in anticipated total expenditures for both the city of Pella and Indianola. So again, it's just a good opportunity for the city to limit its expenditures by sharing costs with other municipal utilities. And so, like I said, it's just a really good partnership, and we've been really fortunate that those other utilities have been willing to kind of take us under their wing and allow us to utilize some of their already implemented infrastructure.
Once again, that was Assistant City of Pella Administrator Corey Goodenow. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIACableS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.